The Gemara speaks about the starting point of She'elas Talamotar. So we have Eretz Yisrael, which starts Zayin Bar Cheshvan, and Bavel, which begins only day 60 from Tkufas Tishrei. That's pretty clear. What about the other parts of Chutz Loretz? Not Eretz Yisrael, that's Zayin Cheshvan, not Bavel, which is Shishi L'Tkufa. Other lands, when do they begin asking for Geshem? Rashi says clearly that the entire Chutz Loretz is regarded in this respect, in this halacha like Bavel, we start Yom Shishin L'Tkufa. The Rosh, this is a well-known Rosh, in Siman Dalad, he doesn't like that. He says it's totally in the Tzorech, and totally the needs of that specific place. He says, what does it have to do with Minog? By Minog, we follow the Minog Bavel. But here it's a question of Metzius. It's reality. Question of circumstance. Does a land need rain or not? He says it's known that in Ashkenaz, in Germany, if there was no rain until 60 days into the Tkufa, seeds will just rot and dry up. Why would we have to wait to ask for rain until Yom Shishin L'Tkufa? And Bavel, it was moist, it was humid, it was swampy, okay? They let up. But when it comes to other areas, why shouldn't we ask right away? And it brings that in Provincia, in Providence, they were noyeg to be shoyel for rain, b'cheshvan, even though it wasn't Eretz Yisrael. And he writes, it's a minag yashu be'enai, he approves of it totally. So interesting, machlekes rishonim, regarding chutz laretz, whether it goes with halachas of bavel, we don't differentiate, or the taloi in circumstances. Now here comes an interesting shiloh. A ben Eretz Yisrael, a person who resides in Eretz Yisrael, happens to be visiting Chutz Loretz. It's after Zayin Cheshvan. So in Eretz Yisrael, they're already saying, they say Talmud Matar, and Chutz Loretz, they're waiting for Yom Shishin L'Tkufa. What is he meant to do? So it's a complicated shilam. There are several shittas. Some say, well, it depends what his plans are. Plans are going back to Eretz Yisrael. Then he has a din of a ben Eretz Yisrael, like by Yom Tov, and he will save a Saint Talamata, even though in Chutz Loretz they're not yet asking for rain. Some say it depends where his wife and kids are, and some hold it's always going to be like a Ben Chutz Loretz, irrelevant of his plans or where the rest of his family is. But all point out that, of course, if he started the Saint Talamata, he was in Eretz Yisrael Zayin Chesh, he started the Saint Talamata, and then he left for Chutz Loretz. Of course, it doesn't stop. Once you start asking, you don't go ahead and stop, even though the people in Chutz Loretz that he's visiting don't say B'Sein Talamata. Once he begins, he's connected to the Zman Eretz Yisrael, he keeps on asking. Interesting point would be the other way around. What about a Ben Chutz Loretz, who's meant to start asking Yom Shishim? He finds himself in Eretz Yisrael before Yom Shishim, say the Poiskim. In that case, L'cha'ira, he should go along with the local crowd, because he's right now residing in Eretz Yisrael and he needs the produce of Eretz Yisrael. It's Tzorech Chaim, it's Tzorech Shah. So, you know, he plans on going back to Chutz Loretz, but right now he benefits from the rain just like everybody else. He's right now considered a local as far as the needs, as far as his food, as far as his Tzorechim, and therefore he has to go along with the Tzibur and ask for rain just as they are asking. So it's a pretty complicated topic, and if it comes Lamaisa, we have to ask the Rav to figure out the Aloha Lamaisa.